So when I'm walking around my house, I always wear slippers. It's just what I do. And in the wintertime, it's especially needed because it's super cold. And I don't know about you, but bare feet on cold floor just isn't my groove. So let me show you what I do on a regular basis. Okay, so I always buy myself slippers every single Christmas. It's just what I do. And so I got these MyPillow slippers, and they are super comfortable. I am not going anywhere else. From now on, I'm gonna get all my slippers from mypillow.com/amber, and you can save right now, get the lowest price on slippers and save 40% right now. So you can get yourself some if you want something for Christmas, or you have someone in your family that you want to buy for. So make sure you go to mypillow.com/amber, use promo code amber, save up to 66% off, and get these slippers at the lowest price ever. They're super comfortable, super comfortable.
Hi friends, Dr. Mark Sherwood here.
And I'm Dr. Michelle Sherwood.
Not everyone can make an appointment with us, but you can receive many of the same educational benefits our patients receive through our most comprehensive course, Health Secrets Exposed.
Modern healthcare, or should we say sick care, is more focused on profit than your health. And in this course, you'll discover what sick care has been keeping from you all along.
Here's a hint. You don't need more medication.
You need the simple truths in this course to unlock optimal health. Health Secrets Exposed is usually $149. Now it's just $99 with your promo code. It's time for you to learn what Big Pharma doesn't want you to know. Get access to this course now at Sherwood.tv.
Hello, Amber, and hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Amber, May, and Tanya Joy Show. How are you?
Great. I love this every month. I love getting together with you. It's so fun to just chat.
It's so funny. It's so great. We have so much fun. And I love it that like we can jump on and be like, well, we don't really know what we're going to talk about. We're just going to go for it and always get somewhere really good. Now, for people that didn't see our last show, was awesome with our friend Patriot Charlie. So if you
that
haven't
so
seen
fun.
That, wasn't that great?
Oh, yeah. I think ventriloquists are amazing people because it's not a talent I possess. And then they're so clever at thinking of things to say. So, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Amazing. And of course, we had our dear friend Lisa with us that day, which was awesome. Another patriot, loving, strong woman of God, which was awesome. And before we started, I was laughing because Amber has our awesome background up. And I was like, scoot over. I don't want it to look like you just have a picture of me hanging on your wall.
Yeah, like the 1980s, you know, when your favorite star is hot and the poster on your wall. So my poster is a Tanya Joy. She's my favorite.
That's so funny. That makes me want to go get posters and hang on my door here or something, you know? Yeah. That would be so funny. That's like, awesome.
So many cool things have been happening for you and I, but before we get started, we got to do our check. So you have your slipper on?
I got my slippers.
And
I just
realized slippers?
Yeah, my pillow. And you know what? I was going to say these. How long have you had yours?
Just under a year.
Mine have been just under a year, and I'm almost to the point where like the bottoms are great. Nowhere. The insides are starting to like pretty soon. I think I'm going to need to get a new one because I wear them every single day. Do you wear yours every day if you're home?
All the time.
I wear them outside. Like if I'm doing yard work and it's cold, I wear them outside if I have to go move the car. So it's almost time for new ones just for the insides. But these last a year. So y'all,
mine
Christmas.
Mine has lasted a while, a long time.
Christmas is coming up. Get your orders in now. Get your slippers. Get some sheets. The Giza Dream Sheets are the best sheets. And I am a sheet snob, I will just say. I like crispy, clean, satiny feel, smooth sheets. And these are phenomenal. And they have BOGOs. Do they have any BOGOs right now? I don't know if there's any right now.
I don't remember, but I do know if you don't get the Giza Dream Sheets, the pre-cals are cheaper than Walmart right now. And so I would say get your sheets now while you can. And then, you know, use your Christmas shopping and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow. Let's support Mike Lindell because he's been amazing. He's been under attack. I mean, the FBI went after him in a freaking drive-through. That tells you that the government knows where you're at all times. If they pulled him over through a drive-through, the FBI, they could have waited till he got into his office, into his home. They stopped him in a freaking drive-through.
Because you know why? They want to make a scene. This is all about making a scene. And it's not even so much a scene as much as it is they want to threaten you. They want people who believe differently than them to feel threatened and to feel scared. And we're not going to do that. Instead, we're going to go support them, support Mike Lindell and these people being harassed and attacked. And so if you go there and pick up anything, they've got dog beds. I've got my little dog back here on her little MyPillow bed. Their pillows are phenomenal. Use our codes. You'll get an amazing discount. So you can use Amber. Is it Amber May, right?
No, just Amber.
For
that particular one, it's just Amber. So okay. MyPillow.com, B4A or Amber, and you can save up to 66% off. So go there right now. Get your Christmas shopping done. Honestly, it's high quality stuff. And the prices are not bad at all. So
I should have brought, and I have a Mike Lindell cutout here, actually. I should have put him up.
You do?
Yeah, you want to see it?
Yes. Okay, I'm hoping, Tanya, that because you're going to be speaking at the Reawaken America tour. Oh, my God. That is phenomenal. You have to tell me the story behind that. And so, like, I hope you get to see him behind stage because I've only got to talk to him once at Clay's office.
He can sit in the studio with us today.
That's phenomenal.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
There he is.
Like when you've been behind stage at the Reawaken tour, have you got to talk to him? Because I haven't been backstage. I was in the media room.
I've never gotten to see, you know, he has not, I don't usually see him in the backstage speakers lounge. He is normally, it seems like he kind of comes in, speaks, and then goes. Now, sometimes they have kind of more of a private area for some of the bigger named people. But I got to meet him in person in Tampa at the first event that I went, the first Reawaken that I went to. I got to meet him and I got my picture with him and he was just outside and we could just chit chat. So I'm hoping I can see him in Pennsylvania. I haven't looked at the schedule to see where he's speaking or when he's speaking, but I hope that I can. Now I did get to talk with Eric Trump in the back speakers room.
Serious?
You did? That was at, I think in Phoenix and it was the strangest thing. I was in the back room watching.
That makes me sad. Hold on real quick. Okay. You were in Phoenix. That's where I live. And I didn't know you back then. And that is so sad.
I would have stayed with you. Are you kidding?
I don't know.
If I knew you, I would have been staying at your house.
That was back in January. Man, we didn't meet till April of this year, huh?
Yeah.
So sorry, go on. I'm sorry.
Where? Which one did we meet at?
We met at Clay's office, Clay Clark's office.
That's right, in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. That's right. So this was the tour stop when Eric was there. But man, I know if I would have known you then, I would have absolutely been like, please, can I stay with you? But that was a weird one or an interesting thing because I remember sitting backstage and there was hardly anyone in there. And I was watching I was just watching the speakers. There was maybe 10 people in the room. It had kind of cleared out. And then all of a sudden I look and I'm not a starstruck. Like I am, but I am not. Like I don't recognize people very well. And so I grabbed my phone and I went like this and I took a picture and I sent it to my mom. And I'm like,
that's what I would have done.
Is that Eric Trump? I think that's Eric Trump. She goes, go talk to him. Go talk to him. And I'm like, I don't want to go talk to him. Like I was so embarrassed. But I did. I got up the nerve and I went over and had a lovely conversation. I kind of brought the pageant side in. I was like, okay, I could tell him I was Miss Illinois and maybe that'll be a camaraderie. And he right away was like, you're kidding. And I said, no, it was back when they still owned, I was not in the USA system, but I had a lot of friends in the USA system and I went to see them. And so we had a little talk, not politics, just about pageants, Miss America.
But you were America, not USA, right?
Right. I was in Miss America.
Okay. Yeah. Because his dad, didn't he own the USA one?
His dad was running Miss USA while I was Miss Illinois. So yeah. So a lot of times girls would compete in between. They'd go back and forth. They would compete both systems. I didn't do that because I was more focused on my talent and not having a perfect 10 body. And so in order to do Miss USA, it was mostly looks. You had to be tall and very lean. And I was not those things. And so I was like, I don't think I would stand a chance doing that. And there was no talent competition. So I stuck with the Miss America system.
Oh, that's cool.
But it was a cool talking point with Eric Trump. That's for sure.
You went to Mar-a-Lago a few times. Did you get to see and talk to him there at Mar-a-Lago?
So I have a beef about that. No, I did get to go to Mar-a-Lago twice, which was unbelievable. And I got to see Donald Trump, our favorite guy. Mm-hmm. And I was very close with him, but I was
like,
there.
How close? Did you get to talk to him? Like that?
No, I didn't. Well, I could have, but everybody, it was not to me, it was not appropriate. Mm-hmm. He was speaking and I was 5 steps down from him. Wow. He was up on the little patio and I was the very front of the steps.
Wow.
And a lot of people were yelling, "President," da, 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 and I felt like a kind of silly doing that. But he saw me. He saw me and he smiled at me. So I just was like, I don't want to be like some superstar. Like, oh, I don't know. It felt weird to me. And then the first time I went, who I was there with, they got to go and meet him and take pictures, and they didn't bring me with them. They left me.
I can't believe that.
They left me all by myself in the main ballroom area, and I was like, "Where'd they go?" So that was
I didn't know that person left you there behind.
Yeah, I didn't know where they went, and all of a sudden, I was like, "Where did they go?" And then 30 minutes later, came back, and I heard the long story. They got to talk to him for a half hour.
That person sent me a picture of that person with the president. I was like, what? Because after the trip, I got that text message with the picture. I thought that was so cool.
And that could have been me, but I got left behind. I guess I wasn't good enough. I'm just kidding.
Well,
it's okay.
You never know. I mean,
maybe someday.
Yeah, like that. Like, we both have met Mike Lindell, and I hope that, you know, we're both on his platform on Frank's Speech. And that's what I have noticed about the Reawaken America tour, that he speaks and then he's gone. Like, he doesn't even come into the media booth. Nothing. He's like gone.
Yeah.
Which I was like, oh, cool. Maybe he'll come in the media section and I can talk to him there. But no, he's just gone. And then I'm hoping that in November, when I get to speak at the tour, that he's there. Cause I want, like, there's things I would like to tell him face to face about. Thank you for everything you're doing. Your staff's amazing. Yeah. I can talk to him through his staff.
Yeah.
I can do that. But I would just like to say to his face, like, thanks for what you're doing for America.
Yeah.
You picked the best people to work with. I mean, his Frank Speech staff are out of this world.
They are.
The lady who's in charge of the media relations, she's amazing. Like, Dawn, she's amazing. So I want to be telling him, thank you for that. Thank you for opportunities to have promo codes. Like, these are things I want to tell him. So I hope I get to do that behind the stage. And then it'd be really cool if I get the chance to meet Eric Trump behind stage and say, hey, you know, thank you for what you guys done as a family and all the hits that you guys have taken as a family. And
He's really, if he's available, like, he's got a lot of security around him, obviously. But it just depends on the venue. But like that time when he was back there, I mean, his security was there, but he was just there. And I think because it was a small group, they probably weren't as worried, but he is so down to earth. That was the thing that blew me away. You know, Don Jr., he's more high wired or whatever you want to say, more energy and more like, you know, excitable or whatever. But Eric is so, he's like us. He's just standing there having a conversation. Mm-hmm. He's just a normal guy. He gets passionate, obviously, about things, but he's a dad. He's just a nice guy. He reminded me of my son. It was so weird. Not that, like, he's probably not much younger than me, but he reminded me of like my son's type personality. He's just chilled out and just a nice guy, you know?
He gave me that impression because, you know, I feel like it's pretty darn close to be at the Reawaken tour, even if you're in the audience section.
Yes.
You know, to be that close to a president's son. And that's the impression I got of him too, is that he's very down to earth. He's very friendly. He likes to joke. He has a good personality. Not that I'm best friends with him, but this is what he is like when he's talking on stage at the Reawaken America tour. And so I just imagine that's probably what he's like behind the scenes too, because he doesn't seem like the type that would pretend of who he is with somebody and then be a different person with other people. He just, it doesn't give me that impression about him. You know, sometimes you can spot those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. I think that's an absolute accurate assessment. And it's pretty cool. I mean, to think that, you know, Clay and General Flynn, we could talk about this. General Flynn was just here in Illinois last weekend.
I was so jealous of you. I saw those pictures. I'm like, oh, I wish I could have been there, because it was General Flynn. And then it was, you were there. And who else was there?
Emily Peterson, okay. Iowa Moms for America liaison. Michelle Peterson, who she's been at all the tours as well. And not speaking, but been very involved. And she's fighting to get the truth out there. Captain Seth Keschel was there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He was speaking.
He is so tall.
Yeah, he is. Pastor Steve Castle, who lives here, but he's like a, you know, fiery pastor. And I feel like there was somebody else, but I forget now the name.
Did you get to talk to Captain Keschel?
I did. I sat next to them. So that he, you know, we got to hang out with, we got to say hi and stuff. We got there a little bit late. So we were there not for the whole event. It was an amazing event just outside in a cornfield at a church down in Southern Illinois, talking and spreading the truth of what's been going on and what the deep state's been doing, and really focused on the hypersexualization of our schools right now, and revealing the national sex standards of education. And if no one has seen that, I tell you what, that is some scary stuff. The national standards of education for the sex ed programs, kindergartners, 7-year-olds, by the time they're in second grade, they have to be able to describe gender, gender fluidity, the transgender. They need to explain. There was another, I forget the other name of it. I'm going to look it up. It blew me away. And this is something that's happening across the country right now. And most schools have, I believe it's like 80-90% have adapted this into their programs and mm-hmm. into their school systems. And this is going, I mean, this is horrifying stuff. It's absolutely horrifying. I'm going to find it.
No, it's true. I mean, I interviewed my friend. She was running for superintendent of public instruction here in Arizona, and she uncovered a lot of the hypersexual material that was found in our public schools. And it was dumbfounding. I couldn't believe the things that these kids are being exposed to. I feel like it's a form of child abuse. They shouldn't be exposed to these things. They were being exposed to bestiality, homosexuality, regular sex stuff, masturbation. I'm just like, how is this educational? These are adult topics, not topics for children.
And some adults don't, I wouldn't want to talk about this. I wouldn't right. want to, I mean, some of these things I'm not going to talk about. Like, here it is, anatomy and physiology. By the end of second grade, kids have to list medically accurate names for body parts, including the genitals. They have to define gender, gender identity, and gender role stereotype.
No.
I mean, this is nuts. They have to explain reproduction in second grade and define child sexual abuse. I mean, this is nuts. They, in my opinion, they're preparing them, because we know ultimately that there's already this push for the pedophilia and to make child, I forget what they call it, child attractive stuff normalized. Mm-hmm. And so what I believe they're doing with this standard is they're getting these little kids so familiar with these concepts that then if they're groomed, if someone comes to them and says, oh no, it's okay, we're just touching this, we're just doing that, the kids don't think it's wrong because it's normal language, it's normal conversation. It is dangerous. It is absolutely dangerous.
There was a couple movies that recently came out, and I can't remember the title, but I didn't take my kids because I knew what it was about. And it was about these two dogs, and one was going to be touched inappropriately. And they were
trying, that movie.
I don't know the title of it, but I didn't want to go see it, and I wouldn't let my kids go see it because that was grooming the kids to allow to be touched.
Yes.
And I was not going to be okay with that. The other one was Red Panda. That was about masturbation and disobeying your parents.
And you know what else Red Panda was about? Mm-mm. The adrenochrome. Red Panda was also very much about adrenochrome.
That I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Wow, because, but it makes sense.
They were mocking it. Yeah, they were mocking it because panda eyes is what happens to these precious kids after they've been abused in this way.
Terrible.
Because of the blood flow.
Oh, terrible. I want to see if I can share a screen with you.
Yeah.
If I can, let me see.
Yeah, it's terrifying the things that are happening right now. But on the other hand, like I was just talking to somebody
can
the other day.
Let me look. See critical race theory?
Yep, let me add it. The other day I was talking to someone and they got really discouraged and they said, well, great. Well, now I feel discouraged. And I said, well, don't be discouraged. You know, the Bible says Hosea 4, I think it's, let me look, 4:6. Yep, I always want to make sure I quote that right. Hosea 4:6, that people perish for lack of knowledge. So we want to know this stuff. Once you know the truth, then the truth can set you free, because then you can start speaking and sharing and telling your friends what's going on. And then that can save more people, that can pull kids and people out of the public school systems or make parents be aware. Yeah, look at this stuff.
This is very sexualized material here. Very sexualized material here. This is from our education system. These are things found in schools or things that teachers want them to be reading. So this is all about anti-police stuff. This is all the critical race theory stuff.
What is this on? What site is this?
This is SherrySapir.com, Exposing Indoctrination.
Can you send me this? Let's put this in the show notes, because I would love for people to go and be able to see this and recognize and realize what in the world is going on. Because, y'all, this is not... People are still thinking, well, this is just conspiracy. You guys are just going down the rabbit hole again. No, we're not. If people would just get off their butts and go just click the link and see for yourself whether it's real or not, and then make your mind up.
That's funny that you've been asked to be on a show about the Dark Outpost. And this one is like Out of Darkness. Like, it's kind of a interesting, name that's similar to the show that you've been asked to be on and be a part of. But it's really disgusting how much indoctrination is going on in the schools. And it's not really the teacher's place or the school's place to teach kids this kind of stuff. It needs to be education based. It needs to be, how do I form a sentence? What is the history of our country? How do I do the scientific method? That's something that's been taken from our country to begin with, because the doctors that have been speaking out about the childhood vaccines, they've lost their ability to practice medicine in the United States, even though they were having their own experiments to kind of, in science, you're taught with a scientific method that you want to disprove your theory. And so you do the scientific method to see if you can disprove your theory. And if you can't, then it's true. Then your theory is correct.
Yeah.
And so with the medical world, we have not been allowed to, these doctors have not been allowed to practice the scientific method. And so it's been disgusting how far away we've come from being a free country to being a totalitarian or a dictatorship or, you know, a communist country where you're not free to exchange ideas in the marketplace. And so on one hand, I like the idea of a doctor being licensed. On the other hand, I don't. On the one hand, I like to know, okay, yes, if I'm going to go into surgery, my surgeon knows where my spleen is, or
totally agree.
You know what I mean? On the other hand, I'm like, they can use it as a weapon. So that's kind of terrible. Maybe we should take the licensing part out so the government cannot do that, where you still have to go to medical school. You have to get your degree, so you are a full-fledged doctor, but then the government can't dangle that carrot over your head and then force you to give the COVID-19 jab against your better judgment, or take away the ability for you to question the childhood vaccines and take away your license or stuff like that. So we've come so far, so far. And all this stuff is it's being exposed right now.
It is. Thank God. Thank God it's being exposed. And again, that's why, you know, I think for those of us that have seen this, you know, I know by us, and I'm sure you're getting this by you, there's a lot of these drag stories drag queen story hours popping up everywhere in the suburbs out here. And we've got a lot of moms and parents who are going and they're standing outside and they're peacefully making their voices known with signs, and they're peacefully protesting, you know, and of course the other side is doing the same. Mm-hmm. But we need to do something. We need to take action. We're at a stage where many of us know the truth. We've seen it. We've been reading. We've been researching. We've been watching videos. You know, people watch your show. You've got so much great content that you're putting out, even the smart cities. We should talk about that next. But there's so much. But the thing is, I think that sometimes there's a tendency for people to become complacent, just taking that information in and doing nothing with it. At the very least, talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends. If you're at church and it comes up, I know it's awkward. I mean, I know it is. I made a comment the other night and you know, a couple of people were like, wait, what do you think? And I'm like, I know it seems crazy, but here's why I think it. Here's what I've seen. And it creates the opportunity for someone else. Don't just take our word. Go and do the research and find out for yourself and then share it. Because the more people we can get awake to understanding the reality. I mean, we are slaves. We are not free in this country. We haven't been. We are slaves who believe we are free because the government gives us things to make us think we're free. We are not free. And we haven't been.
If we're free, then President Trump would be in office right now, but they've stolen our election. And the 2020 election was so over the top that it made it obvious. They've been stealing our election for quite some time, yeah. But we could never really catch it per se because it wasn't on the massive scale that it was in 2020, where it was so freaking obvious. There's no other explanation. Mm-hmm. And so
did you see 2,000 mules?
Yes. And that Arizona was part of that. And I was, I was talking to my husband because law enforcement's getting ready to stand by here in Arizona. I'm like, if they steal the election, there's going to be hell to pay. And the people of America, especially Arizona, they're not going to let that stand.
Right.
But on that same hand, our side's never been violent. So the police really don't have anything to worry about because our side's never been violent. But when you take the Democrat Party and you put them with non-governmental organizations like 501c3s, nonprofits, because the nonprofits were somehow getting all these fake ballots and these mules were adding them into the election process through dumping them in these mailbox things or however they did it. I don't understand these Dropbox things. I don't know why they came into being, because all it is running for fraud. But we had people in
Arizona. I think that's why they did it. I think they brought them in. I mean, when you look, like, we just rewatched the 2000 Mules. That's why I brought it up the other night at our small group. And honestly, when you look at that trail and how much Dinesh and that team of True the Vote went in and found out, all the money, I mean, all that money that came from Zuckerberg and Gates and Soros to all of a sudden put all of these drop boxes, we didn't have that before. I mean, we had some at the county hall or the city hall. Maybe you'd have a couple for absentee or different or whatever it might be, just a couple. But now they were on every corner. They're at every location. Mm-hmm. That was purposeful. That was it was all purposeful so that they could rig this how they wanted to.
The primary elections in places across the nation, they had watch parties and people would set up lawn chairs around these drop boxes and videotape people. It was genius. And I hope
down by you.
It was like across the country, people did that. And I think they did it here too.
You mean just the primaries this year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And I hope they do it again this time, because
I think I'm going to do that this time. I love that idea.
It's a great way to deter fraud. It's a great, we're watching you. We're here. We're guarding, because there was no guards on these drop boxes. So anyone can dump 100 ballots. And then they take the picture, like you saw in the 2000 Mules, then drop off. They'd go to another nonprofit, pick up a bunch of others. And then what happened in Arizona, too, is it's in a court document. So as evidence in a court document, there was airplanes. It's in an affidavit that dropped off ballots into Maricopa County and then flew off to other places across the nation. We saw video cameras in Georgia where they had like a semi kind of looking truck drop off a whole bunch of ballots at 2 in the morning after Election Day. So, you know, you have like your Election Day, November 3rd. Well, yeah. In the middle of the night, November 4th at 2 a.m. there, or whatever it was, early in the morning, something like that, a whole bunch of ballots just dropped off. Hello, that's after Election Day. That's yeah. way past the 7 or 8 o'clock, whatever your state does. That should have been like, sorry, we can't take it.
And it's illegal. It's illegal, people. Like, I wish people would and again, this goes back to people not understanding our Constitution, not understanding U.S. code or law. It is illegal. Now, and then they're paid on top of it. That is not allowed ever anywhere. And for people to go, well, it's really not that big of a deal. Imagine for a moment if this happened to the other side. Imagine if the conservative group did this. We would all be in prison right now. Every last one of us, they could care less if we were involved or not. Every one of us who voted would have been put away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so nuts. Here's my recommendation to everyone who votes, because we're 6 weeks away from one of the most important elections in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. I see a red wave, but with that red wave, they want to distract us, and they're going to try something so that they can stay in power. Something. I don't know what it is, but they're going to try something. Here's what you need to do as a voter. You need to vote on Election Day. Do not mail in your ballot, because that is the easiest way. They know how many votes they have to make up in their deficit. So that's please right. don't do that. Vote on Election Day. I don't care if you take your mail-in ballot in on Election Day, but do not mail in your ballot. Number one, easiest thing to do. Maybe gather some friends and find one of those drop-off locations and be that watchdog, because that's what people did for the primaries across the country. And then it was kind of like, you can think of it as like a tailgate party kind of thing. You have your snacks, you have your friends, you have your video camera ready, and you can stop people. If they're going to dump 100 ballots, if they have two or three in their hand, that's a different story. You can assume husband, wife, mother, father, something like that lives in the household. Their 18-year-old lives
except
in the household.
They need to be careful, because some states you're not allowed to do any other ballot than your own.
True. In but Arizona, you can take your household, like members of your household, husband, yeah. wife, child, mom, if they live with you, dad, if they live with you. You're allowed in Arizona to do that. So good point, Tanya. Very good point.
Just in case. I just want people to know that so that they absolutely. Don't think. Mm-hmm.
But when you see someone with a thick thing dropping into the mailbox, you say no, and you film them, and you get their license plate on their car, because they need to be turned into the local sheriff for voter fraud.
That's
so
right.
These are things that you could do. Also, volunteer at the polling places. That would be a big deterrent for voter fraud, because this is the most important election of our lifetime, I think.
That's yes, right. I completely agree with you. We are, I mean, if we don't, now, I'm going to say this, but I'm also going to preface it with this, because we both believe that God is much bigger than this, and he sits on the throne and he has a plan in the midst of this. I don't personally believe that anything man can do at this point is going to change the future. I think this will only be from a mighty, miraculous move of God. However, that does not mean we sit home and do nothing. We go and we do these actions, because faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. So you go and you show up, you do everything that Amber just said, but we also remember that God is behind this.
Yes.
However, this is vital. I mean, if God doesn't come through, our nation's gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, because in my opinion, especially after watching 2000 Mules again, nothing has been changed or fixed. We've got a lot of cases in courts, and we have stuff even at the Supreme Court level that they haven't ruled on yet. But as of now, nothing, not one of those things has been corrected yet. Now, some states have done little things, which is fantastic, but that's not going to change 2024. Right. So everyone that's going, oh, we just have to vote 2024. Why? How is that going to change? We've already seen what they're going to do. We've already seen they've set up the system. So if we don't get this year, 2022, we got to change the House. We have got to take back those branches of government now, so that hopefully if they try it again in 2024, which they're going to, it's not an if and or but, they will. Mm-hmm. We've got enough people in there that are going to not be cowards and are going to stand up in front of the House and in front of the Senate and in front of the leaders, the majority leaders, and say, not on our watch. We're not signing this off. We will not justify this election.
Your state legislator is the most important player in this whole game. Everyone's state legislator, your House, your Senate, and your state is the most important player in the game, because ultimately the elections fall on them. Yeah. And if the states don't want to do what the federal government wants them to do, they can push back, and they have state rights, and there's things written in our Constitution, because it's not the federal government that controls America. It's a United States. Your state has more power than the federal government. The federal government is there just to make sure that all the states are protected, which they have been a dereliction of duty with that.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Like, I think it was Venezuela. Please don't quote me on this, but if you know the exact Latin country in South America, please put it in the notes and in the comment section. But I think it's Venezuela. They're releasing all of their prisoners and telling them to come to the United States. This is what we're dealing with. So our federal government, whose primary duty is to protect all the states of America, are in dereliction. And then they're supposed to help with like interstate commerce, things like that. But your state legislator has the most power in our Constitution. And that is something that we all need to focus on. So get good people in your state and House, Senate, and House seats. Do that, because in Arizona, I am very hopeful. If we can defeat the fraud that they want to put forth in our election system, we're going to have a very powerful Ron DeSantis-like governor.
Yes.
Then we're going to have Mark Finchem, which you know.
Oh, which he will turn. I think that Mark Finchem is getting set up to be one of the key players to turn the entire country.
Oh,
Quite frankly.
I love Mark Finchem.
I do too.
And I want to see him as our Secretary of State. His idea of this ballot that he came up with that has like counterfeit measures, kind of like a dollar bill. I loved it.
Amazing.
But the problem is what we've exposed God's really exposed the last few years is we've had a uniparty.
Yeah.
That's why our conservative side, we've been so frustrated, because nothing happens, because they've all bought into the one system and they run it through the Democrat Party. But they put their players into the Republican Party so that when the Republicans and when the conservatives take power, because people get frustrated, they give the facade that there is another party out there, but nothing gets done. And it's so freaking frustrating. This is what happened in the Arizona state legislature. We had people who called themselves Republican, were not conservative at all, and defeated a lot of the things that were good bills that were coming forth in our state legislature. Mm-hmm. Those people are gone. They lost the primary. And then with the redistricting, we picked up some more seats, which potentially could help both houses, because we had a one vote majority. And technically speaking, we didn't even have that, because those that were in that one vote majority, they defected and they were voting against their own party a lot of times. So it was very frustrating for our good state legislators, like your Mark Finchems and stuff like that. So I'm so hopeful with Arizona in 22, but it takes the citizens to partner with our state legislators to make sure we have a free and fair election, because we're going to have a powerful governor, a good secretary of state, hopefully a very strong attorney general to help fight with this election fraud and other things that might come up against the state of Arizona. And then we could pick up some great positive seats and both the House and Senate in Arizona and pass some really great legislation. And as a matter of fact, I'm actually working with one of my state legislators, never done this before. This is how you as a citizen can get
That's
involved.
Awesome.
Problem. You can contact your state representative and work through a legislative process. I don't know if my bill will be heard on the floor. I hope so. But I'm in the process right now of working on something very important to my heart, because I always want to save the children, and I don't want to go into what it is, because those kind of things get you killed.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm so proud of you. That's awesome. You're going to have to tell me off air. That is so awesome. Good for you. You know what? I had somebody on my show, and we got to talk about each of our platforms. We're going to take a commercial break in a second, but I had someone on my show real quick, and he was a local businessman. And you know, he's gotten, I want to say 8 bills passed through legislation. He's never even been in government, just worked with his legislators, got them written, got them passed. And one of them ended up going nationwide. It's an autism bill and ended up being the thing that changed the way insurance handled autism around the country. Fantastic. And he was just a businessman who had a heart. So everybody hang tight. We're going to have a couple quick commercials and then we will be right back. Hello, are you interested in reverse aging? What about blocking unwanted fats? Y'all, these are the products you've got to try. I have been using the Infinity Oil on my face daily for about 3 months now, and I can't tell you how many people tell me I look like I'm aging in reverse. I don't know what to tell them other than this is what I'm using on my face. I'm also using the Infinity Boost capsules every single day, and I'm watching fat just drop off me like I've never seen in my life. You've got to check these products out. This is the highest, best quality antioxidant available. 3-in-1 health solutions, timeless skincare, block bad body fat, and the best antioxidant, all made from muscadine grape. You will love these products. This is an antioxidant like no other. The muscadine seed is higher than all other berries available. Check them out now. Order yourself a timeless box. I like to call it the Esther's Timeless Pack. Go to b4a.myinfinity.com now. You are going to love these products. And then send us a note and let me know how they are impacting your life. God bless y'all. And I'll see you next time.
Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin. Set up your telemed appointment and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that'll help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult dose is 2. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children. So 1 tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender. I put a pill in there. I fill it with water and like some flavoring. And then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money.
All right, we are back. So before we keep talking, I want you to share a bit about the smart cities, because we've never talked about it on our show here. I know you've talked about it on yours, but I want everyone to know where they can find us, because this is like an addition to what we both do. Mm-hmm. So share about your show first.
Well, my show is, my background's a radio broadcaster. I went to school for journalism and I got a job right out of school into a large market, the Phoenix market, which is really unheard of. Usually when you graduate broadcasting school or journalism school, you have to start in a small podunk town, but you know, God's hand has been upon me and I've seen him move. And he made, like, my dad died a year ago. And it was around the time I met Clay, which eventually led me to meeting you, Clay Clark. Meeting Clay was a God thing in and of itself. I would have never met a man from Oklahoma without God intervening in that way. So God told me to pick up my mic again. I haven't broadcast in 9 years.